The unusually warm February weather continues across eastern New York and western New England. Many spots this afternoon have once again come up into the 60s on this winter day. Across the North Country today, it is a little bit cooler where clouds are lingering, though it's still well above normal. The warm weather continues through tomorrow. We'll see a storm come by with a cold front, and that'll set us back several degrees on the thermometer, but just back down to seasonable levels for this time of year. Now, yesterday was a record-breaking day across our area. We had a number of spots that had the warmest February day on record. Albany hit 69 degrees, setting the record for the warmest February day, breaking the old record of 68, set on February 22nd, 1997. Glens Falls hit 68 degrees yesterday, also the warmest February day on record. And Burlington, Vermont reached 63 degrees yesterday afternoon, setting the record for the warmest February day on record there. So very mild weather yesterday. And the warm weather goes on moving into tonight. We'll have clouds and stars. Now, there is the chance of a passing shower or two tonight, though it's not going to be especially damp. Some areas of fog are possible, though, with that mild air in place. And we're looking at lows that will be in the 40s and 50s across the region tonight, which is a typical high temperature for the springtime. So the warm air is really going to be felt tonight. And moving into tomorrow, we'll start off with a bit of sunshine, but then the day will become more changeable as clouds thicken up, and we do expect a round of rain to come through later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. There is potential for some downpours and also some thunder as that front sweeps through, and there's a flood watch up for the North Country and also through Vermont. The combination of heavy rain and, of course, the mild temperatures and snow melt may result in some localized flooding as the rivers rise as the rain comes down and the snow melts tomorrow. It's a warm day tomorrow. Temperatures, again, are up around 60 degrees. That will be followed by a more seasonable day on Sunday with temperatures running mainly in the 30s to lower 40s, which is still quite comfortable given the time of year. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle, mild, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and possible thunder, windy and warm, high 58 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog and drizzle, mild, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and possible thunder, windy and warm, high 58 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, some areas of fog and drizzle, mild, low in the 40s to lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and possible thunder, breezy and warm, high 58 to 66. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, some areas of fog and drizzle, mild, low in the 40s to lower 50s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and possible thunder, windy and warm, high 58 to 64. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cooler with highs in the 30s to lower 40s, and Monday partly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers and highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.